From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Israeli missile, artillery, and air attacks continued against Lebanon today. Israeli forces targeted offices and homes belonging to Hezbollah, but they also attacked gas stations, highways, and ports in central and southern Lebanon. And Hezbollah rockets reached further into Israel than in prior attacks. Lebanese Prime Minister Fuad Siniora called on the United Nations to broker an immediate ceasefire, but Israel vowed to keep up the air and sea-based attacks until Lebanon forces the disarmament of the Hezbollah militia that captured two of its soldiers earlier this week. With us now is NPR's Ivan Watson in Beirut and Eric Westervelt in Akko, Israel. Ivan, you've been driving around Lebanon today. What can you report?
Well, for the first time today, Israel hit targets in central Lebanon and in northern Lebanon, far away from the Shiite Muslim communities, which are pretty much the power base for the Hezbollah movement. For instance, they hit a radar installation in the port here in Beirut. They hit the northernmost port of Tripoli. And these are warnings that Israel is ready to and has been taking apart Lebanon's infrastructure. The country's been working for 15 years to rebuild it after its disastrous civil war. I drove south from Beirut today, and the highway linking Beirut to the southern town of Sidon has basically been cut. Every bridge along the way has been demolished by Israeli airstrikes, and there was intensive bombardment of the southern neighborhoods of Beirut, where Hezbollah is based, and in the southern border areas as well, intense fighting. In one incident, we had an Israeli missile strike which killed at least 15 Lebanese civilians who were fleeing by car. They reportedly had tried to take shelter at a United Nations peacekeeper base before the missile strike and then were turned away.
Eric Westervelt, you're on the other side of this conflict. What are you seeing there in northern Israel?
The Hezbollah rockets continue to strike deeper into Israel. Today, at least 8 people were wounded when Katyusha rockets hit the Sea of Galilee resort town of Tiberias. That's some 22 miles from the Lebanese border. Tourists and locals alike began to flee the area. This is the height of the tourist season there, and we talked to locals who said now we've seen the last of tourists for the next 2 to 5 years. 10 Israelis were wounded as more than 80 rockets fell from southern Lebanon today, and Israel said it has deployed some Patriot missile batteries in the northern city of Haifa to try to intercept potentially any larger rockets fired from southern Lebanon.
Eric, Israeli officials have warned people as far south as Tel Aviv to be prepared for attacks. How do Israelis see the threat from Hezbollah?
Well, I was up in Shemera, right on the Israel-Lebanon border today. Artillery, outgoing Israeli artillery, was going off, and some Katyusha rockets from Hezbollah were flying overhead, heading southward. And most people had left the area, but several families were sticking it out. Some were in bomb shelters, and some were saying, we're just going to stay here. We've lived through tough situations in the past. We've lived with this all our lives. But they did say, when you press them, that this is different, that they're feeling less protected, and there's a feeling that this could get bigger and escalate further and get more out of control. I talked to a man who's lived up on that border for 40 years, and he said, this is really getting to be some of the worst I've seen it.
Ivan Watson in Beirut, how does the conflict look from your side of the border?
They are clearly outmatched technologically, militarily as well. And I spoke with some Lebanese men today who said, let them come and fight us man to man. We're ready for them. We've got weapons. Let's fight that way.
Where are people going when they do flee?
Well, from the south of Lebanon, there has been a stream of people coming here to Beirut, for example. They have checked into the tourist and resort hotels that were emptied just a day or two beforehand by all the foreign tourists who fled the country, and they're moving in with relatives as well, and they're being put up. The poorer, let's call them displaced people, are being put up in schools as well, staying on foam mattresses and being given food by humanitarian organizations.
The Lebanese Prime Minister today addressed the nation and called for a ceasefire. How was that received by the Lebanese people?
It's a bit early to say. It was an emotional televised speech that Fuad Senora gave. In it, he called on, quote, Lebanon's friends and brothers for help and rescue, whether to apply pressure to stop aggression, he said, or for humanitarian assistance. He listed previous years, 1983, 1993, 1996, and today, when Israel has attacked Lebanon. He called the country now a disaster zone, and he has called for a ceasefire, an immediate ceasefire, for the international community, the United Nations, to help put this together and then begin a plan to help rebuild this country.
Eric Westervelt, what was Israel's answer to the call for a ceasefire?
Well, Israeli army officials you talked to say, look, we've been attacked, and Lebanon needs to disarm Hezbollah, which Israel calls a terrorist organization, and they need to take responsibility, Israeli officials say, for this organization that's part of the Lebanese government and operates freely and controls large parts of the south. So Israel continues to say, you know, we were attacked, an unprovoked attack across our border, rockets raining down on our cities. We have the right to defend ourselves, and they say they're going to continue to do that.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in northern Israel and Ivan Watson in Beirut. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.